Тренировочное задание номер 12.
Вы услышите рассказ о бытовых традициях и предрассудках. В заданиях A8, A14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Traditional beliefs and superstitions. There are many unusual traditional beliefs concerning house and home. For the most part, they are now recorded in folk history books and not really followed or seriously believed in today. But there are still a few, mostly older people, who continue the old traditions of their ancestors. Here are a few that I've heard about. A common superstition is the belief that houses can be friendly or hostile, lucky or unlucky. There are, fortunately, many remedies to correct a house with negative qualities. The front door is a good starting place. It's a sensible place to spread good luck, as this is the main point of entry. All manner of statues, symbols, etc. have been used for this job. Probably the most common is a horseshoe, with the points upwards, to stop the luck from running out. And there are plenty of sayings about doors. It's apparently unlucky to enter the house for the first time by the back door, as this entrance isn't protected against evil spirits. Also, that you should encourage visitors to leave by the same door they came in, to avoid taking the owner's luck with them. If a door blows open, a visitor is coming, and so on and so forth. There are plenty of superstitions about cooking as well. When any food is mixed, it should be stirred clockwise, as all functions of importance should be performed in an east to west direction. You should also never leave a tray in the oven when it's not in use. I have no idea why. Some of these old beliefs, however, are quite practical. For example, one saying states you should never waste leftover morsels of pastry or dough from making bread or cakes, or the whole baking will be ruined. Although some others defy all logic. For example, if you drop a slice of buttered bread butter side up, a visitor will arrive. There are lots of old beliefs concerning salt. The ancient Greeks believed that salt was sacred, and consequently used it in their sacrificial cakes and preparations. They also believed it to be a symbol of friendship, and if any was spilled, it was an omen of the end of a friendship. Among some peoples, it was the custom to pay workers in amounts of salt, hence our modern word salary, from salarium. There are also plenty of beliefs about tea. Never stir the teapot anti-clockwise, or you will stir up a quarrel. If two women pour from the same pot, one of them will have a baby within a year. There is also widespread belief in reading the tea leaves to predict the future. I believe if you stir the tea twice and wait 5 minutes, you'll get a decent brew. According to tradition, you should be very cautious around mirrors. To break one will result in 7 years bad luck. This belief might originate with prehistoric peoples, who on seeing their image reflected in water, believed it represented their soul. Should anything disturb this image, then his own life was in danger. There are plenty of old traditions that seem to me plain daft. For example, do not sing in the bath, as this will lead to sorrow before evening. Get out of bed the right side, but if you can't avoid it, put your right sock and shoe on first, and never, never, ever put a hat on the bed. As for me, I like singing in the bath, and will continue to take the risk. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Traditional beliefs and superstitions. There are many unusual traditional beliefs concerning house and home. For the most part, they are now recorded in folk history books and not really followed or seriously believed in today. But there are still a few, mostly older people, who continue the old traditions of their ancestors. Here are a few that I've heard about. A common superstition is the belief that houses can be friendly or hostile, lucky or unlucky. There are, fortunately, many remedies to correct a house with negative qualities. The front door is a good starting place. It's a sensible place to spread good luck, as this is the main point of entry. All manner of statues, symbols, etc. have been used for this job. Probably the most common is a horseshoe, with the points upwards, to stop the luck from running out. And there are plenty of sayings about doors. It's apparently unlucky to enter the house for the first time by the back door, as this entrance isn't protected against evil spirits. Also, that you should encourage visitors to leave by the same door they came in, to avoid taking the owner's luck with them. If a door blows open, a visitor is coming, and so on and so forth. There are plenty of superstitions about cooking as well. When any food is mixed, it should be stirred clockwise, as all functions of importance should be performed in an east to west direction. You should also never leave a tray in the oven when it's not in use. I have no idea why. Some of these old beliefs, however, are quite practical. For example, one saying states you should never waste leftover morsels of pastry or dough from making bread or cakes, or the whole baking will be ruined. Although some others defy all logic. For example, if you drop a slice of buttered bread butter side up, a visitor will arrive. There are lots of old beliefs concerning salt. The ancient Greeks believed that salt was sacred, and consequently used it in their sacrificial cakes and preparations. They also believed it to be a symbol of friendship, and if any was spilled, it was an omen of the end of a friendship. Among some peoples, it was the custom to pay workers in amounts of salt, hence our modern word, salary, from salarium. There are also plenty of beliefs about tea. Never stir the teapot anti-clockwise, or you will stir up a quarrel. If two women pour from the same pot, one of them will have a baby within a year. There is also widespread belief in reading the tea leaves to predict the future. I believe if you stir the tea twice and wait 5 minutes, you'll get a decent brew. According to tradition, you should be very cautious around mirrors. To break one will result in 7 years bad luck. This belief might originate with prehistoric peoples, who on seeing their image reflected in water, believed it represented their soul. Should anything disturb this image, then his own life was in danger. There are plenty of old traditions that seem to me plain daft. For example, do not sing in the bath, as this will lead to sorrow before evening. Get out of bed the right side, but if you can't avoid it, put your right sock and shoe on first, and never, never, ever put a hat on the bed. As for me, I like singing in the bath and will continue to take the risk. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.